在一起读一些圣经，我们再读一下罗马书，十六章。
我们读 about Roman chapter 16。
我们读第一、第二节、十三节和十九节。
We'll read verse 1 and 2 and verse 13 and verse 19.
十九节。我们中文、英文一起来读。
We read together in Chinese or in English.
罗马书十六章一二节。我对你们举荐我们的姊妹菲比，她是兼结礼教会中的女执事，请你们为主接待她，合乎圣徒的体统。他在何事上要你们帮助，你们就帮助他，因他素来帮助许多人，也帮助了我。十三节。又问在主蒙拣选的卢福和他母亲安，他母亲就是我的母亲。你再读十九节。你们的顺服已经传于众人，所以我为你们欢喜。
But I want you to be wise about what is good and innocent about what is evil.
在恶上愚拙。好，我们一起低头有些祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主，我们实在感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
让我们靠着你宝血一起来到主你自己的面前。
So we come before you by your precious blood.
感谢你，你实在是那说话的主。
Thank you, you're the Lord that speaks.
主，愿你今天也在这里，在对我们心里的深处来说话。
Speak to the bottom of our heart today.
主，愿你的圣灵在这里来带领我们。
May your Holy Spirit guide every one of us.
恩膏为你做出口的、翻译的和在这里的每一颗心。
Anoint who speak for you, who translate for you, and who hears your word here.
让我们一起在这里同感一灵。
So that we are all moved by the same Holy Spirit.
愿你的名在这里被得到高举。
May your name be lifted up.
我们这样的祷告祈求乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 感谢主，我们来到了罗马书十六章。
Thank you, the Lord. We finally come to chapter 16 of Book of Romans.
保罗是怎么样来结束这篇很长又丰富的罗马书呢？
How does Paul conclude this book, which is long but with so abundant truth?
他是用很多的爱和很多的友情再来结束的。
With many tenderness and love.
实在前面十五章里面，我们看到保罗实在是他蛮有，真是在神的恩典里面，他蛮有神的，真是对神蛮有认识，蛮知道福音，也知道那全备的救恩。
In the previous 15 chapters, we have seen that Paul, full of the knowledge of God and about the gospel and God himself, has shared with us.
我们也知道保罗曾经他是被提到三重天的上面，他也听到那隐秘的言语。
And we know that Paul has been lifted to the third heaven, and he has heard many words of mystery.
然而，在他要结束的时候，我们实在十六章里面，我们看到保罗他是一个充满爱的人。
But in this final chapter, we can see that Paul is a man full of love.
他实在是很可爱可亲，就像在我们诗歌所唱到，他是真是在众圣徒里面，也看到他实在是对众圣徒蛮有爱。
He's a very friendly person, and we can see he is full of love to the saints.
能感谢主，他实在是不单只这种知识渊博，而且他很平易近人，实在看到这是一个神在他身上所做的功，很奇妙的这样的一个平衡的组合。
Thank the Lord that he's a balanced person. Not only he's full of knowledge about God, but he's also full of love. And,
那在第一、第二节里面就告诉我们，保罗他 举荐一个姊妹叫菲比，叫菲比。
In verse 1, here we see that Paul is commending a sister whose name is Phoebe.
她是在坚格里教会中的女执事。
He's a deacon in the church in San Korea.
在那个坚格里就是一个在哥林多旁边的一个小镇。
San Korea is a small town near the port of Korea.
可能就像 Overland Park 跟 Kansas City 这样的一个关系。
Kind of like Overland Park to Kansas City.
其实就是在哥林多旁边的一个港口。
It's a small port near Corinth.
我想在使徒行传十八章那里也提到，保罗也是在哥林多，然后也提到他也去了坚格里要剪头发，这样。
Okay. In Acts chapter 18, it also mentioned that Paul, while he was visiting Corinth, he also visited San Korea.
所以很多人是说到保罗写信的时候，实际上他是在哥林多写给写这个罗马书。
Many say that Paul wrote the book of Romans in Corinth.
然后这个菲比姊妹就是跟他带罗马书去罗马的这样一个带信人。
And Sister Phoebe is the person who carried this letter to Rome.
所以讲到菲比也是一个女执事。
Sister Phoebe is also a deacon in the church.
是讲到她可能是有一些工作上或者生意上的什么事情，她要到罗马去。
Either for her ministry or for her business, she needs to travel to Rome.
然后保罗在这里就是叫罗马那边的教会弟兄姊妹们就提供给她帮助。
So Paul here is asking the Church of Rome, the brothers in Church of Rome to help her.
保罗知道菲比姊妹从哥林多到罗马，在罗马一个陌生的城市里面，她需要帮助。
Paul knew that Sister Phoebe, she traveled from Corinth to Rome where she knows no one, she needs help.
所以她也在这里请那边的教会帮她，如果她有需要的时候，就请帮助她。
So Paul here asked the church to help her in any way that they can if she needs help.
这里也特别提到Phoebe她是帮助了许多人，也帮助了保罗。
It also mentioned that she has been a great help to many people, including Paul.
然后从第三节到十五节，然后保罗就有一长串的问安。
From verse 3 to verse 15, there's a long list of greetings to many different people.
我们知道保罗虽然天天他为神的众教会担心。
We know that Paul has concern for the churches of God.
我想平常的人可能头都大了。
I think for an average person, maybe he'll become worrisome.
但是我们在他的问安里面看的保罗，他记得许许多多的人。
But in his greetings, we can see that Paul remembered many people's names.
他虽然没有去过罗马教会，
although he has never visited the Church of Rome,
但他却带去许许多多的问安。
But he sent many greetings.
是在主基督里面的问安。
And these greetings are in Christ Jesus.
是在我们看到他心里面充满了爱，也充满了这柔情。
And we can see in his heart there is love and tenderness.
想在问安中，我想他是点出了他们各个人的他们的特点。
And from the greetings we can even see the characteristics of each person.
也表达了对他们在主里面的关心和爱。
He also reviewed his concern for them and his love for them in Christ.
好像保罗在说保罗记得他们。
And Paul is actually saying, I remember you.
好像说保罗也爱他们，也关心他们。
And I care for you and I love you.
也愿他们平安。
And may the peace be with them.
这样的问安在那时候的书信里面是很平常的事。
This kind of greeting is common in the letters of those days.
但是在保罗所表达里面，他实在是使这很平常的问安 能显得不寻常。
But Paul revealed uncommon things through these common greetings.
我相信这些问安是摸到这些圣徒们的心。
I believe these greetings touch the hearts of these saints.
当我在一点一点第三节，然后我们其实一直读到十五节的时候，一点一点来读下来的时候，在我的里面，我想很特别，就觉得保罗他居然能够一一的记得那么多很多很小或者各样的这些事。
If you read them one by one from verse 3 to 15, you'll be surprised that Paul can remember so much detail about every person.
Yeah, 他大大小小的事他都记得。
No matter the matter is big or small, he remembered.
这里有名字的你可以去数，他举了27个人的名字。
If you count the names, there are 27 people's name mentioned here.
然后还包括是就是家里面的人，还有是在那个家里面的教会。
It also includes their families and the churches that meet in their house.
所以实在是看到保罗，他是在他里面，实在他里面的爱。
And here you can see the love inside Paul.
我们从第三、第五节里面，他就提到了百居拉和雅基拉。
In verse 3 and 5, it mentioned Priscilla and Aquila.
他记得他们曾经为他舍命，他甚至 为保罗的性命把景象置之度外。
He remembered that they risked their own lives for the life of Paul.
在第五节，他提到这个以拜尼土。
In verse 5, it mentioned this person, Epaphras.
他讲到他是亚西亚的初熟的归基督初结的果子。
Who was the first convert to Christ in the province of Asia?
保罗在另外一个哥林多前书里面也提到另外一家斯提凡的一家，他们也是在亚西亚那个初熟的果子。
Paul also, if you remember in 1 Corinthians, he mentioned the family of Stephen, who is the first converted family in the province of Achaia.
我们知道哥林多是亚基亚的那个最大的城市。
You know that Corinth is the biggest city in the province of Achaia.
在保罗第二次环游布道的时候，他就听到马其顿的声音，然后他就进到马其顿，就进到雅盖亚。
During Paul's second missionary trip, he heard the calling from Macedonia. He entered Macedonia.
然后他在那里就结了不少的果子。
And he bore much fruit there.
然后可能这家他们就到了罗马那边去。
And it's possible that this family moved to Rome.
但保罗纪念他们。
But Paul still remembered them.
第六节提到一个玛利亚。
Verse 6 mentioned a Mary.
然后提到保罗记得她是多受劳苦。
And Paul said she worked very hard for them.
不单只提到了玛利亚，在十二节那里还提到了另外的三个姊妹。
Not only Mary, she also mentioned three other sisters in verse 12.
讲到她是土菲拿氏。
Tryphena.
土富萨氏。
Tryphosa.
还有匹西，都讲到他们是为主多受劳苦。
And Persis, they have one thing in common that they work very hard in the Lord.
保罗记得他们为主所做的每一件事。
Paul remembered everything they did for the sake of Lord.
也问候他们。
And he greeted them.
第七节。
Verse 7.
保罗又提到了安东尼古和尤尼亚。
Paul mentioned Andronicus and Junius.
他们是保罗的亲戚，但保罗记得他们和他一同坐牢。
They are Paul's relatives, and Paul remembered they had been in prison with him.
保罗也记得，也特别谦卑地提到，他们是比保罗先在基督里的。
And in humility, Paul mentioned that they were in Christ before he was.
我想被人记得是一件很美好的事。
I think it's a wonderful thing to be remembered by somebody.
我有一个同学好几年前，然后来跟我说，他说大概差不多十几二十年前，他那时候刚到澳洲，我们都是中学同学。
One of my middle school classmates, he talked to me when he first, we were together 20 years ago, and now he's in Australia.
然后他就说到他刚去澳洲的时候，那时候很艰难。
He said he faced many difficulties when he first moved to Australia.
我稍微比他早到美国，就是时间上我先到美国，他再到澳洲。
I came here a little earlier than he went to Australia.
然后那时候是这个豪情就挺高的，就刚来的时候。
At that time we were very excited.
然后就那时候，那他也挺苦，那就可能那时候就写封信鼓励他怎么怎么样什么的。
So we wrote letters to each other to encourage each other.
那后来他从澳洲到美国来。
And later he came to the United States from Australia.
Yeah, 然后他就跟我发 email 就说，哎呦，他还记得我那时候那个我怎么鼓励他，他蛮受鼓励的。
He sent an email to me. He said, "I still remember your encouragement in your letters to me."
这个好多年前了，但我现在还记得。但是我那时候都不记得有这回事了。
This happened many years ago. Even I myself could not remember that.
我说那时候我已经不记得，就是我好像好像我都不记得我好像做了那件事那样。
I forgot about I ever did that.
但是他这样说，我心里面还是挺开心的。
I was very happy when he told me that, when he told me about it.
有人知道，有的时候就是被一个那个这个尊贵的人记得呢，那就感觉就更不一样。
And the happiness doubles when you're remembered by an honorable person.
就是我想最近我有机会就是去那个德州大学，然后就是有一个教授就是邀请我去这样。
Recently, I was invited to University of Texas by a professor that I knew.
那个教授我读就是研究生的时候认识的。
I got to know that professor when I was a graduate student.
但那个时候他还不成名，但现在他已经是很有名的那个教授了。
At that time, he's not very famous, but now he's a very outstanding and well-known person.
然后反正讲完了，然后反正就跟他交谈，哎，他居然说这个，他说我那时候是他的学生，我上他的课，然后他说他还记得我那时候好像送给他一张什么卡，然后我也是我都不记得了，但是哎，他记得哎，然后就
in the conversation that he mentioned that while I was a student of him, I sent him a card. I could not remember I ever did that, but it's a wonderful thing that he remembered.
哎，让我挺感动的。然后后来他又组织一个会，然后他又叫我去了，然后就说，哎，他所有的我所有的费用他也都包了，这样。
I was deeply moved. So when he called for a conference, he invited me and he paid for all the travel expense.
所以我相信，我想一些那些被保罗问候的，我想真的他们真的是被保罗记得，也是真是我他们读到那封信的时候，我相信他们灵里面也是能够得到那个更新。
So these people, I believe when they were reading the letters, they saw themselves greeted by Paul. So in their spirit, they were renewed and they gained strength.
我们知道保罗是在圣灵感动下他写的这个罗马书。
So we know Paul wrote the book of Romans, moved by the Holy Spirit.
保罗记得，就表明神也记得。
So if Paul remembered something here, that means God also remembered these things.
神也是一一的记得。
So God remembers everything here.
很多时候我们都健忘，我们都不忘记了，我们就以为神也不记得了。
Oftentimes we are so forgetful, and we assume God is sometimes forgetful.
实在，但是这里保我们看到罗马书就借着保罗的记得来提醒我们，神记得。
So here in the book of Romans, through the good memory of Paul, we are reminded that God remembers.
神没有忘记。
God never forgets.
我们感谢主，在这里实在是有很多爱主、侍奉主、侍候侍奉众圣徒的这些弟兄姊妹们。
And we thank the Lord. There are so many saints here who love the Lord and serve the Lord and serve other saints here.
他们都默默的做。
Although they work for the Lord with anonymously.
有些家庭他们就是一家人就做。整个教会的午饭。
We know that some family they'll prepare the lunch for the whole church.
也有做清洁的，也有做倒垃圾的。
Some cleaned the church's facility here, and some took out the trash bags.
他们都默默的做。
They did this anonymously.
有的时候我们都觉得别人也可能忘记，可能连他们自己有的时候也忘记。
So, sometimes we think that maybe they were forgotten and no one remembers.
但我们感谢神，神他记得。
But thank the Lord that He remembers.
神不忘记。
He will never forget.
我们一起来读一段圣经，我们读希伯来书第六章第十节和十一节。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10 and 11.
找到我们一起来读。
When you turn to the page, let's read together.
希伯来书第六章第十一节。
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10 and 11.
中文、英文我们一起读。
Read it together.
因为神并非不公义，并忘记你们所做的功。和你们为他名所显的爱心，就是先前侍候圣徒，如今还是侍候。我愿你们个人都显出这样的殷勤，使你们满有指望，一直到底。我想要感谢主，真的是这里说到神他并非不公义，神也竟会忘记，神他真的他不忘记。
Thank God that He's not unjust and He will not forget our work and our love.
Yeah, 他这里是讲到说不忘记，神没有忘记我们所为他所做的功，为他名所显的爱心。
Here it emphasizes that God will never forget your work and the love you have shown Him.
神记得，实在我们在基督里想为神所做的都不是突然。
God remembers everything we did for Him in Christ. That's not done in vain.
然后罗马书我想在十七到二十节，十六章十七到二十节这里，保罗就有一段劝诫。
And from verse 17 through verse 20, here Paul makes some admonishments.
我们知道在前面的问安里面，保罗是特别讲到他是真是蛮有爱，讲到在基督里面也是要弟兄姊妹的这样的彼此的相爱。
In the previous greetings, Paul is trying to show his loving tenderness in Christ and he encouraged saints to love each other.
然后在十七到二十节里面，保罗就有一个劝警戒，警戒那些容易破坏彼此相爱，在基督里面爱的那样的一个警戒。
Here Paul gives some admonishment to ask them to watch for those things that might destruct the love their love for each other.
所以十七节他就提到那些离间， 他们的，叫他们跌倒的，这些事会破坏弟兄姊妹们的彼此的相爱。
Verse 17, it mentions that they need to watch for certain people that will cause divisions among them, and that will affect their love for each other.
不单只是一个，我想这个是也许在表面上的一些，但保罗更看到深一点，他说背乎所学之道，是讲到那个根源，会讲到那个造成他们离间，造成他们跌倒的那个根源。
And Paul looked deeper into this, and he saw that these obstacles that are contrary to the teaching of what they have learned, that's the root cause of their division.
所以保罗在这里就有一个警戒，说要留意，
so,
要躲避。
So here, Paul admonished them to keep away from them these things.
实在，保罗他虽然是使徒，但是他却没有说里面用，就是用很多命令那些，但他而是用劝，他实在是在主里面，他用爱心来劝他们要留意，要躲避。
Even with Paul's apostleship, he did not command them to do that, but he urged them to be careful, to watch for it, and to keep away from those things.
我想这个是17到20节所讲的。
I think this is the summary of verse 17 through 20.
然后在21到24节里面，保罗又提到了跟他一起的同工对罗马那边弟兄姊妹们的问安。
From verse 21 to verse 24, here again Paul mentioned the greetings from his fellow workers to the church of Rome.
所以我这里也是提一下，下面我主要想讲到的，我想一段事情摸到我里面的一段故事，是在13节里面所提到的。
And here I want to mention something that really touched me deeply, and this is in verse 13.
在13节里面，他提到一个在主蒙拣选的卢弗。
Here it mentioned Rufus, chosen in the Lord.
也提到他的母亲也是保罗的母亲。
As well as his mother, who has been a mother to Paul too.
这实在是一件很特别的事情。
This is a very unique thing.
我们知道在还有另外一个地方提到卢弗的，是在马可福音15章21节，找到了，我们也一起来读。
There's another place in the Bible mentioned Rufus, that is in Mark 15:21. Let us turn to that and read together. Mark 15:21.
马可福音十五章二十一节。
Mark 15:21.
有一个古利奈人西门，就是亚历山大和卢弗的母父亲，从乡下来，经过那地方，他们就勉强他同去，好背着耶稣的十字架。这里提到卢弗的父亲古利奈人西门。
Here it mentioned a man from Cyrene, Simon, who's the father of Rufus.
马太福音也同样记载了这一件事。
Gospel of Matthew also mentioned him.
我们一起来看马太福音27章32节。
Let's read Matthew chapter 27, verse 32. Chapter 27, verse 32.
27章，马太福音27章32节，我们也一起来读。
Let's read together.
他们出来的时候，遇见一个古利奈人，名叫西门，就勉强他同去，好背着耶稣的十字架。想这段故事啊，是讲到是和罗马书第七章所讲到的十字架和律法，还有第十章所讲到的律法的总归就是基督，还有十三章所讲到的 爱成全的律法都有关，所以想要弟兄姊妹们，让我们一起来看这一段的故事。
And this story is very important. It's related to many chapters of Book of Romans, so we want to look at this in detail.
在马可福音十五章那里讲到古利奈人，然后经过那个地方，然后他们就勉强他同去，然后让他背着耶稣的十字架。
In Mark chapter 15, it mentioned that Simon, he was just passing by, but they forced him to carry the cross of Jesus.
然后马可福音二十七章那里也讲到，说那些兵丁，他们就是那个兵丁，罗马兵丁，然后他们就遇见这个古利奈人西门，然后也就勉强他做那事。
And also in Matthew 27, chapter 27, verse 32, it mentioned these Roman soldiers, they met Simon and they forced him to carry the cross.
这个古利奈是在那个，我们知道耶路撒冷是在，反正是以色列都在地中海的旁边，都在地中海的东边，是吧？然后那个古利奈是在埃及在下面，然后古利奈再往西边，这边是也是地中海旁边的一个镇。
Simon is from this place called Cyrene, and we know that the land of Israel is on the east coast of Mediterranean Sea, and right below it is Egypt, and to the west of that is Cyrene.
然后那里离那个耶路撒冷可能上千米的路，很远。
And this place probably is about 1,000 miles from Jerusalem.
古利奈的西门，他是一个犹太人。
This Simon from Cyrene, he is a Jew.
然后古利奈呢，是一个希腊城。
Cyrene is a Greek city.
是亚历山大那时候打下了这个城。
King Alexander conquered this city.
然后亚历山大之后就四个将军，然后就把那片就分掉了。
After his death, his four generals divided his kingdom.
然后那时候埃及有一个那个王朝，然后他们是统治那个犹大。
This monarchy from Egypt, they controlled the Holy Land.
然后他们就把犹太人就是运到那个古利奈那边去。
So they send the Jews to the city of Cyrene.
所以我们知道古利奈的那些犹太人是和所有沦落外邦的犹太人他们都有一个梦想。
We know all these Jews that live in the foreign land, they have one common desire.
他们就说只要他们有机会能够到耶路撒冷去，然后他们去看那里过节，然后能看看，特别是过逾越节，能看看耶路撒冷那个荣耀的景象，他们里面就满足了。
And they all want to go to the city of Jerusalem and spend days there and the festival and see the glory of Jerusalem.
所以在他们要做这件事，他们要攒很多的钱，他们甚要攒很长时间的钱，甚至是要攒一辈子的钱。
To do this, they have saved a lot of money.
然后他们要是能够去，他们去耶路撒冷是干什么呢？他们就是要去能够敬拜神，能够来和神的儿女在一起。
And why do they do that? Because they want to go worship God and they want to be together with God's children.
但我们也知道，这个古利奈西门他没有计划，也没有意思要去背十字架。
We know that. Simon from Cyrene, he had no plan to carry the cross for Jesus.
我们也知道在那个时候主耶稣他受完了比拉多的官府的那个审判。
We know at this time Jesus has gone through the judgment of the Romans and also the high priest.
然后他被判了死刑，他要上十字架。
He was sentenced to death and he needs to go to the cross.
约翰福音告诉我们，主耶稣出来的时候，他自己背着他的十字架。
And in the Gospel of John, it mentioned that when Jesus came out, at first he was carrying the cross.
我们只要想想看，主耶稣他经过了一个晚上，他受审判，从一个地方被拉到另外一个地方，然后他被鞭打，被戏弄。
And you can imagine that after a long night trial, and also he was flogged, and also he was mocked and ridiculed.
他已经完全是精疲力尽。
And he was very, very tired, exhausted.
等到我们主要倒下的时候，根据罗马的律法。
So he was about to fall down, but by the Roman law.
那个时候，罗马兵丁他有一个权利，他可以随便点一个人来背十字架。
The Roman law, according to Roman law, a Roman soldier can pick anybody to do a service for them.
我们知道古利奈的犹太人这西门，他是带着他的梦想，他从遥远的地方来到这里，他要庆祝逾越节，然后他正好就经过那个地方，然后罗马兵丁也正好就遇见他，然后正好枪就一点点到他，然后他就只好背起他的十字架，
and,
背起主耶稣的十字架。
Okay, and so we look at Simon from Cyrene, and he has this dream to celebrate Passover in Jerusalem, but now he's here, and he was picked by a Roman soldier, and now he has to pick up Jesus' cross and carry for him.
我想，当我们看见古利奈西门他背起十字架的时候，我们能够感觉到他里面的感觉。
I think we'll have some, we'll share some of his feelings, Simon's feelings when he was asked to do that.
他肯定想，这是他最倒霉的一天。
He probably would think this is a very unfortunate thing for him.
他说怎么会点到我的呢？在那么多人里面，怎么就正好点到了我？
Among all these passers-by, why they picked me?
我想很多时候，我们是不是也是这样呢？
Are we kind of like that many times?
真的，当事情发生的时候，我们也会问，为什么是我？
And when something happened to us, weren't we asking, why was me?
为什么我们要经过这个金融的海啸？
Why did we have to go through this financial,
经过这个经济的大萧条
and this depression?
为什么要遇见这个大裁员
and this humongous layoff?
遇到这件的事或那样的事
or this thing or the other things?
实在我们也知道，如果神给我100万的话，我绝对不会问这个问题。
We know that we won't ask that kind of question if we receive $1 million from God.
但是要背十字架，虽然有的时候祷告中也说啊，我愿意背十字架，但真要背的时候，不能不承认还是没有准备好。
But carrying a cross, sometimes we mention that in our prayer. When it's time to carry the cross, we oftentimes are not ready.
不错，我们都是基督徒，我们也愿意遵守神的旨意。这也是为什么我们要到耶路撒冷。
It's true that we're all Christians and we're willing to obey God's will, and that's why we came to Jerusalem.
但不能不承认，我们是没有计划要来背十字架。
But we have to admit we didn't have a plan to carry the cross.
虽然我们也想长大，但是当事情一发生了，但我们也结果，我们也像古利奈人一样，就背起十字架。
And we want to grow up and mature in Christ. When things happen to us, we're just like Simon from Cyrene. We have to carry the cross.
就像古利奈的犹太人，他是不得不给拉到了古利奈去一样。
Just like Simon, it was against his will. He was sent to Cyrene.
按理来说，那一天是古利奈人西门他最惨的一天。
We can say that this is a very bad day for Simon from Cyrene.
但是后面我们看到，这是他 最荣耀的一天。
But we can also say that this is the most glorious day for him.
也是他最美好的一天。
It's the best day for him.
许多时候我们背十字架，我们就说这一天是最倒霉的。
Oftentimes, when we're asked to carry the cross, we say, oh, this is an unfortunate day for me.
其实基督徒真的是没有倒霉的时候。
But there's no unfortunate things for Christians.
应该说那是最蒙福的时候。
This should be a moment, this should be a very blessed moment.
实在在这里我们也看到古利奈西门的经历也常常是我们的经历。
So we can see that this experience of Simon from Cyrene is also our own experience.
主说你们要若要跟从我就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟随我。
Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
什么叫做舍己？
What is deny yourself?
就是我们没有计划。
That is without your own plan.
可能是我们积累了一辈子的钱，我们目的就是要去耶路撒冷。
Maybe we have spend our lifetime saving to go up to Jerusalem.
然后也是我们要去敬拜神，我们要与神的儿女们一起同乐。
And we want to celebrate this Passover with God's children, and we want to worship God.
我们看见在古利奈西门的计划里面，他是要到耶路撒冷去过节的。
In Simon's plan, he went up to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover.
那什么叫舍己？舍己就是在我们计划里面没有把这些放在里面，但现在要把这个计划完全的放到一边，不管你喜欢不喜欢，你要背起十字架。
Denying yourself means that even that you didn't plan to carry the cross, now is the moment and you should do it.
在弟兄姊妹们，等会我们会看见，这实在是鼓励耐心。他最蒙恩的一件，他也是最蒙恩的一个人。
And here we must say Simon is one of the most blessed person, and this is one of his most blessed moments.
我们好像经过苦难的时候，我们背起十字架的时候，我们很多时候感觉很苦，感觉很委屈，但是不要忘记，真的是过后我们会说我们蒙了很。最大的恩典。
When we go through the suffering, sometimes we feel bitter. Sometimes we feel the difficulty. But please do not forget, this is actually a blessed moment.
当马可来讲这一段故事的时候，我们刚才读过，他说古利奈的西门是卢弗的亚历山大和卢弗的父亲。
When Mark told his story, he mentioned that Simon is the father of Alexander and Rufus.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
我们知道马可是写信给罗马人，罗马马可福音是给罗马，是为着罗马人。
We know that the Gospel of Mark is written for the Romans.
所以这就证明罗弗一定是罗马教会。大家都认得的一个人。
And this proves that this person Rufus must be known by the Church of Rome.
这也就证明古利奈的西门他是 得救了，后来他是得救了。
And we can be sure that Simon from Cyrene, he's a saved person.
然后在罗马书我们读到16章13节那里，他是告诉我们他的母亲卢弗的母亲就是古利奈人西门的妻子。保罗怎么说？保罗说他也是保罗的母亲，他是我的母亲。
And what did Paul say about Rufus' mother who's Simon's wife? He said she has been a mother to me too.
这件事一定是不平凡的一件事。
This must be a very unusual thing.
西门，古利奈的西门觉得，为什么是我？
Simon from Cyrene would think why it was me.
现在主的答案是他的儿子是蒙拣选的。
And the answer given by the Lord is that your son is chosen in Christ.
因为他是蒙拣选的。
Because he is chosen in Christ.
结果我们看见古利奈的西门他实在是帮助了多少人。所以保罗会说如福的母亲就是古利奈西门的妻子就是保罗的母亲。
And we can conclude that Simon has been a great help to many people, and that's why Paul said that Simon's wife, Rufus' mother, has been his mother too.
这个故事也进一步说明十字架的交通是怎么样成全了律法。
And this story also tells us how cross has fulfilled the law.
我们刚才读到马可福音十五章二十一节和马太福音二十七章三十二节里面都两次讲到了一个字就是兵丁他是勉强那个古利奈西门。
In Mark and Matthew, they both mentioned that Simon was forced by the Roman soldiers out of his, against his will.
这个勉强这个字在圣经里面就用了三次这里是两次。
This word force was only used three times in the Bible and here we saw two.
另外一次是在马太福音第五章四十一节找到我们一起来念。
And the third place is in Matthew chapter 5 verse 41. Let's turn to Matthew 5:41 and let's read together.
我们知道马太福音第五章是主的登山宝训这也是讲到他天国律法中的一条。
And we know in the chapter 5 of Matthew, the Lord teaches about the heavenly law.
也因着这个联系圣灵用这段故事来形容让我们知道十字架的交通怎么样成全的律法。
And because of this association, Holy Spirit teaches us how the fellowship on the cross fulfills the law.
我们马太福音第五章四十一节
Matthew 5:41
一起读有人强逼你走一里路你就同他走两里所以这里是用强逼
So here the word force is used
就跟那个勉强那个字像是同一个字
It is the same word in Mark and Matthew
这里是动词
This is a verb.
但这个字的名词它是有典故的。
And there's more story about the noun form of this word.
这个名词它是从波斯过来的。
And this word originated from Persia.
就是讲到那个叫哲夫就是 Korea 就是送信就是以
Korea
就是这个以西铁我们知道以西铁是
以西铁
Esther 呀呀呀 Esther 里面就是那个波斯王下一个命令然后就是一个叫要送到一百多个省里面去他就要把那个命令送到一百多个省里面去
If you remember in the book of Esther, the command of the Persian king will be sent to the over 100 provinces.
然后他怎么送呢？他就是用那个马，马就是一站一站的跑，然后就带着那个信，然后就一站一站的跑，然后就送到一百多个省。
How did he do it? He has many couriers who will ride the horse to send the letters to these provinces.
Yeah.然后他骑马送信的那个叫义夫是吧？
义夫
， okay. 马字旁一个那个折的那个义夫啊，反正就那个骑马的那个，他就一站一站送过去。
And the word to describe that trade is courier.
啊，然后他义夫他就走到那里，他有人 就是说平常是那个一站一站走，那么那个政府就给他吃的，给他喝的，给他休息的地方。
And on the road there are many stations that they can rest and receive the food by, provided by the government.
Yeah. 但是有的时候他们找不到，就有的时候政府没有的时候，那时候他们波斯有一条律法，就说你要是没不行的话，那么他要是没有吃没有喝的话，他就可以随便找一个人。
But sometimes they're in the middle of nowhere, so according to Persian law, they can find a person that force him to provide for him.
Yeah, 如果那个人没有办法提供或者不肯提供的话，那么他就那个人就一定要把那封信送到下一站去。
If the person is unwilling to provide for the courier, then the courier can force the person to take the letter to the next station.
好，那后来呢？这个传统也传到了那个罗马。
And later on, this tradition carried on to Roman Empire.
啊，不过罗马就讲律法一些，所以根据罗马律法，你就不能随便叫一个人，不能随便用一个人。你要真要用了他呢，他就说罗马律法就说你只走一里那就可以了。
But it is more lawful in Rome. You can't ask this person to do everything. You can only ask this person to go 1 mile.
Yeah, 走完这一里他就可以不走。
After this 1 mile, he's free and can do his own things.
所以是在这个背景下，我们的主耶稣在罗马。就是在马太福音那里他就讲到说，如果有人要你走一里，他说如果你现在走完了一里你就不必走，所以律法就要求就达到了。
So it is with this background the Lord said if someone forces you to go 1 mile, it means after this 1 mile you have met the requirement of the law, you don't have to go on further.
但是主这里所说的话是他有一个要求是比这个律法更高的。
But the Lord gave us a commandment that is higher than the requirement of law.
而且是主来要求。
And this is a commandment from the Lord.
那这么高的要求，这么难的要求，谁可以做到呢？怎么能做到呢？
How can we meet this seemingly very demanding requirement?
我们再看路加福音也记载同样一件事情，但它有多一些的材料。
And let us also look at Gospel of Luke. He also wrote about this story, but he has more details there.
23章
Luke chapter 23.
我们读26节。
We will read verse 26.
路加福音23章26节，我们一起读。带耶稣去的时候，有一个古利奈人西门从乡下来，他们就抓住他，把十字架搁在他身上，叫他背着跟随耶稣。所以在这里我们看到路加福音它多了一些材料。
There's a little more detail in the Gospel of Luke here.
我们知道在罗马的兵丁带着主耶稣和两个强盗往哥哥他山去的时候，
As the Roman soldiers led Jesus and two other criminals to Golgotha.
他们从来不走最近的路。
And they usually don't walk the closest path.
他们总要走最远的路，让许许多人的看见，然后并希望许多的人看见就害怕。
And they will choose the longest route, so more people will see them, and more people will be afraid of the punishment.
但路加福音这里就告诉我们多一点，他说他们抓住他，就古利奈人西门，然后就把十字架搁在他身上，叫他背着。然后他这里多了几个字，他说是跟随耶稣。
And Luke said, when they seized Simon, they put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. Here, Luke gives us a little more detail. He carried it behind Jesus.
Follow Jesus.
Follow Jesus.
Yeah. 我想很多时候我们都只背了十字架, 却没有跟随耶稣。
Many times we did carry the cross, but we did not follow Jesus.
这不是主的意思。
And this is not his purpose.
主是说, 若有人要跟随我, 就当舍己, 背起他的十字架, 来跟随我。
The Lord clearly said, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
很多时候, 我们后面几个字, 没有听到。
Oftentimes we did not hear that couple of important words at the end.
很多时候我们只记得我们受了多少的苦。
We remembered our own sufferings.
可能我们记得婆婆的脸。
Oh, okay. We remember the unfriendly faces.
或者我们听见那个难听的声音，记得那个难听的声音。
We remember the criticizing voice.
我们可能背了很多的十字架，受了很多的苦。
We did suffer a lot. We did carry the cross.
我想有些事情，我自己也是，我想从去年开始接聚会组的一些安排，然后后来发现事情怎么越来越多呢？ 然后好像就是很被逼一样，然后里面也很勉强，是背了很多十字架，但是主提醒我，好像没有跟随主。Talking
about my own experience, last year I have took up some work in a meeting.
Assembly group.
Assembly group. And then there seems to be one more work after another, and soon I felt I was forced to serve, and there's much unwillingness inside me.
但这里看到古利奈的西门，他这次背着十字架，他是在后面跟随主耶稣。
But here Simon carried the cross, but he was following Jesus.
我们知道路加福音后面。 从26节一直到43节所记载的这一段是只有在路加福音记载的。And
this script, the scripture from verse 26 to verse 43 was only recorded in the Gospel of Luke.
然后我们知道在路加福音23章27节，刚才我们读了26节，从27节后面就讲到说有一些妇女。 他们看到主耶稣，就是像满身痛啊，怎么样，很惨。然后那些妇女就为主耶稣来哭泣，嚎哭。And
verse 27 mentioned a large number of women followed Jesus. They saw his suffering, so they mourned and wailed for him.
然后28节，主耶稣就转身对他们说，他说：“耶路撒冷的女子啊。” 不要为我哭，当为自己和自己的儿女哭。然后就讲到日子将到，讲到将有一个审判的日子。然后就讲到说，怎么样未生育的那些有，反而是有福了。反而讲到说大山要压在他身上，小山要压在这些身上。So
Jesus came and said to them, daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep for yourself and for your children. It also mentions that blessed are the barren women, the wombs never bore and the breasts never nursed. And then Jesus also said that they will say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us.
主耶稣居然他说不要为我哭，要为你们自己。
And Jesus said, do not weep for me, weep for you and your children.
你说一个罪人怎么能说这样的话呢？
How can a sinner say that?
我们知道最苦的时候我们都是很多自怜跟很多这些事，但他居然说不要为我哭，不要为我哭。
When we suffer, usually we have a lot of bitter words, but Jesus said, do not weep for me.
这个人怎么可能是罪人？罪人怎么可能讲这样的话呢？
How can this person be a sinner? A sinner would never say something like that.
莫非他真是像这些天他在耶路撒冷所听到的所议论的那一位？
Isn't that that he's the one that people talk about in Jerusalem?
莫非他是以色列素来所盼望的那一个弥撒亚，那位基督？
Isn't that he is Messiah that Israel is waiting on?
我相信西门彼得他里面肯定说，这人是谁？我要去知道他到底是谁。
I think at this moment, Simon from Cyrene would ask himself, who is this person? I need to figure out.
实在当我们背起十字架的时候，是我们与主最亲近的时候。
Indeed, the moment we carry the cross are the moment that we're closest to the Lord.
主说的话，我们都听见了。
Everything the Lord said, we heard it.
请问，路加福音所记载的这些话是谁听见的？
So, who remembered these words said by Jesus?
后来路加是怎么样记下这些话的？
How did Luke know about these words that Jesus said?
我们知道路加所知道的都是保罗给他的。
We know that Luke wrote the book using the material that Paul gave him.
卢弗的母亲西门的妻子是保罗的母亲。
And Paul said Simon's wife, Rufus' mother, has been a mother to him too.
所以我们知道是谁看见这一切呢？
So we know that who saw everything recorded here.
是谁做耶稣基督的见证人呢？
And who gave the testimony for Jesus Christ.
是谁做十字架的见证人呢？
Who gave this testimony of the cross?
感谢主，是古利奈的西门。
And praise the Lord, it is Simon from Cyrene.
我们知道在不知不觉中，古利奈的西门他满足了父神的心。
And without realizing it, Simon from Cyrene fulfilled God's purpose.
我相信他不只走了一里路，他也走了第二里路。
I'm sure he not only walked 1 mile, he also walked the 2nd mile.
他守在十字架的下面，他守在十字架下面。
He stayed under the cross.
最后他看见我们的主他怎么样被钉十字架。
And he saw how our Lord died on the cross.
兵丁怎么样剥夺他。
And how the Roman soldiers deprived his belongings.
然后他也听见我们的主的祷告，说父啊，赦免他们。
And also he heard the Lord pray that forgive them for they know not what they're doing.
这个就是十字架的交通。
And this is the fellowship of the cross.
在这交通里面，我们能够与主是最亲密的。
And with this fellowship, we become really close to the Lord.
我们听见主的话。
We heard the Lord's word.
结果你看见古利奈的西门就完成了神在他身上的旨意。
And then we can see that Simon from Cyrene finally fulfilled God's purpose on him.
当然我们知道我们的主耶稣是那一位成全律法的。
And we know that our Lord Jesus perfected the law, fulfilled the law.
是那一位完全的做到了人逼你走一里路同他走两里路，人要拿你的外里衣连外衣也给他拿去，人要打你的右脸连左脸也转过来由他打的那一位。
He's the one who really did these That is, if someone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. Someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles.
基督是律法的总归。
And Christ is the ultimate summary of the law.
他来成就了律法。
He came to fulfill the law.
当人恨我们的主，恨到极致的时候，钉他在十字架的时候。
When people's hate on him reached the maximum and they nailed him on the cross,
主为我们祷告，父啊，赦免他们。
And our Lord prayed for us, forgive them.
赦免谁呀？
Who is here to be forgiven?
赦免那些钉他十字架的人。
Forgive those who put him on the cross.
赦免谁呀？
Who's here to be forgiven?
是赦免这些罪人，就是你和我。
It's the sinners, that is you and me.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在这里向我们显明了。
It's Christ who died for us when we're still sinners, and God's love is revealed to us.
基督的爱拯救了我们。
The love of Christ saved us.
基督的爱也成全了律法。
The love of Christ fulfilled the law.
我们一起低头有些祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
啊，亲爱的主，我们实在感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
你实在是那一位爱的主。
You are the Lord of love.
你也实在是那记得纪念我们的主。
And you are the Lord who remembers us.
我们感谢你，你在十字架上为我们舍命流血，成就了这救恩。
We thank you on the cross you give us, you give us your life and you fulfill the salvation.
你也成就了律法。
And you fulfill the law.
让我们能够从律法的捆绑里面得释放。
You freed us from the bondage of the law.
让我们能够在你面前，在神面前能够称义。
So we're justified before God.
主啊，我们感谢你，你也把你的交通赏赐给我们。
Lord, we also give you thanks for giving us the fellowship.
主啊，求你帮助我们，让我们能够时常被你的爱所来感动。
Help us to be moved by your love.
被你的爱来吸引。
Be attracted by your love.
让我们能够快跑地跟随你。
So that we'll follow you closely.
让我们能够背起十字架来跟随你。
So we'll carry our own cross and follow you.
愿荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May praise and glory and honor be to you.
愿你的旨意能够成就。
May your will be done.
我们这样的祷告祈求乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.